Evening. Welcome back to another episode of Side Note. It's fucking 9 p.m. at night and we're recording. Well, it's not 9 p.m. for Ashley. She just got off of work.
I got off work. I got some chocolate. I'm ready to go, honey.
She's on like a 50 and I'm probably on like a 10, maybe a 5.
You're doing great.
Doing great here, sweetie. I was going to tell you for this. I started to do the almost home meal planning. Like, I meal prepped this week. And then today I was like, Jake, what are you having for dinner? Mind you, I have meal prepped food. And he had the audacity to say that he was going to eat the food that I had meal prepped for him. And I was real mad about it. I was like, that's rude. And so I ordered pizza for myself. And it took 2 hours for my pizza to come.
At least you got it.
I mean, I got it, but like...
What kind did you get?
I just got a green pepper and onion pizza from Domino's. And brownies.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah with the brownies.
That's where we're going downhill with my whole doing the meal prep thing. But I've been working out every day, so
balance. You're balanced, you're happy, you're living your life. That's all that matters. I'm here eating chocolate.
I mean, I got a salad in that, and then it was like, do you add a cookie brownie? And I was like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel like...
You do.
Yeah, I feel like when it asks me that, I don't have the willpower to be like, no. I'm like, yeah, I do. Like, why not? Oh, my
God. That sounds so good. Like a warm cookie with some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I just feel like when it asks me, I'm like, I do want that. I'm never going to say no. It's like when someone asks you at work, we have extra of this. Do you want it? I'm never going to be like, no.
I usually say them like, I'm not going to say no.
Right. But then like sometimes it's something weird and you're like, not weird, but it's like something you don't necessarily like, or you're like, I don't know. So I don't know. I'm always very hesitant, but I'm like, I'll try it. Like, let me get a bite of that and I'll let you know. So this week what I wanted to talk about kind of has to do with last time I went to the nail salon, but it's ironic because I'm about to go back to the nail salon. So it's why this came back into my head. And I was at the nail salon, minding my biz, you know, trying to get my nails done and my toes. Because I'm determined, like, typically I don't often get my toes done. I'll just get my nails done and like I paint my toes myself, but I've realized I'm trying to be better with my self-care and doing that. So we're there and this girl comes in and she's on FaceTime with no headphones talking.
Fuck no, I hate that shit. Like, you're trying to relax and then you got, or like when people are just even on the phone, like, stop. Like, we're all chilling, we're all relaxing, like, stop being on your phone. I fucking hate that. I hate it so much.
And it got me thinking about, like, when people do that in public, like, what, like, I don't necessarily mind if people are talking on the phone when I'm somewhere, but if you're on speaker or FaceTime,
the worst.
I feel uncomfortable. Because, like, I don't need to know your full conversation. Like, I also like, if you're talking on the phone, like, I've been on the phone with my headphones or whatever, it leaves a little mystery. You can make up your own story. Like, you hear one side of the story and you're like, oh, they probably said this back to you or whatever. But you're on speaker and it's like this whole, now we all know. We all know what's happening.
That's true. That, and it's like, you're not, I just hate that, especially in the nail salon. Like, I'm trying to fucking relax and you're over here like loud as fuck with your stupid phone, FaceTiming your dumb friend about something dumb. Like, I don't care. I'm sure nobody else cares either. Like, let me just relax.
Well, yeah. And it was like, the girl had come in and I was at, you know, I was at Tip and Toe and she'd come in and she starts showing her friend the colors that she was going to do, but she was literally like 2 feet away from me, and you know how I feel about my personal space. So then I I'm like, you're already being loud, and your friend's like, oh no, let me see that color, let me see this color. And like, you two are going back and forth about the color, but you're also now on FaceTime, you're showing her the phone, you're 2 inches away from me. We're still in the vid, we're still in the panini. 6 feet, 6 feet, back up. Why are you this close to me? You can pick the little thing up that has the colors and walk 6 feet away from me.
You can even take a picture. Like, you don't have to be on fucking FaceTime.
Well, my point was because she was already on FaceTime, so she just decided to stay on FaceTime. So I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, you wanted to stay on FaceTime, but like, you didn't need to be that close to me also to do it, because now I'm also involved. Like, did you want me to wave to your friend?
No, I think that's the wrong choice. I don't care if you're on FaceTime. Be like, hey, like, I just pulled up to the nail salon. I'll fucking call you, or I'll send you pics of the colors.
Right.
Like, that's the first fuck up.
Because that's like, you call me, and I typically keep one of my headphones in because I'm listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll listen to it low so I can like talk to them. But, you know, they're in their groove, whatever. And so like, you've called me before and I'm like, hey, let me call you back. I'm at the nail salon.
Right. Like,
or I don't answer. Depending on who, I might just not answer your call. Like, I'll answer you, I'll answer Jake, but like, some people I won't answer at all, and then I'll just text them later and be like, hey, I was at the nail salon, what's up?
Because it's annoying when someone's on the phone. Like, it's a quiet environment and then you're loud as fuck. I hate it. Like, anything people do piss me off anyway, but like, that in particular really, really makes me mad.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about it because I'm like, I've also, this is going to be the nerd in me, I've had people who are on FaceTime or talking on the phone in the bookstore, and that makes me crazy. Because like, that, if you're talking about a chill environment, like, the bookstore is it's like almost mm-hmm. like a library. It's not a library, but it is like a library, and it's like a chill, like, unless you're in the kids zone, which is where, like, you know, the kids books are. Shush, shush. And I've seen kids being chiller in there than adults, so.
Ew, the fact that it would even allow that in a bookstore.
What, the kids section?
I mean, that too, but I mean, like, somebody FaceTiming.
I mean, I don't think they allow it, but, like, people like, do it. Like, ma'am, I need
you to get the fuck off your phone. You're in a library. You're not a library, but you're in a bookstore.
I'd probably get fired for it, because I'd be like, mm-mm, go, outside.
You gotta go.
We're done. Which, the other thing that had to do with that is, I don't know about you, because obviously I'm due to get my nails and my toes done, and orange, and I didn't like it. Well, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. So I stay in the same color palette. Basically, I like, you know, red, black, dark blues, dark purples, darker colors. Go for brighter colors. Mm-hmm, so I was mm-hmm. curious if when you get your nails done, do you go for more bright colors, or do you go with the same, like, or do you get wild, or sometimes just tell them, like, do whatever you want?
Well, for sure, no matter what, my toes are always black. I like my toes black. I don't like any other color. I like them that color.
Oh, you don't match them?
No. No, because I like it. I like it black. Like, I just, they look cute because, like, I'm pale. My nails are dark. Like, it just looks cute to me. I think it looks cute. So, typically, no. But lately, for the past fucking semi odd months, like, forever, I've only been getting black. But I've been into, like, painting each hand a different color. So, like, one hand for sure is going to be black, but the other hand is something different, but it might, and this is where I kind of like venture out. Like, I've been getting like something with sparkles, or like I'll get red, or I'll fucking get, like, right now I have like a seafoam green, and then my other hand is black. Like,
so I do like that. Like, I like the dual hand, or I'll do the monochrome. So, like,
ooh, that's cute. Yeah.
Like, a few fingers will be like, it will be monochrome on the fingers. Like, one finger will be like a lighter blue, and then the other will be the navy blue, and then it will be like a in between of those, and like, do that. But I don't go towards like more bright colors. Or if I do, and this isn't bright, but, or I'll do nude. Like it'll be like a nude color, but I don't do like, this is like a bright orange. And I was like, I'm going to be out. Really what happened is I wore my Mac Miller hoodie and it's green with orange trim. And I was like, oh, this, I could do the orange like to match this as if I'm going to wear this every day for the next 3 weeks. And when it's not, after I wasn't wearing that hoodie, I was like, I don't, this wasn't a good idea. This wasn't a solid choice for me. But it's interesting that you do the black just on your toes, because that's the one thing, if I get my toes done, like I want to match my toes to my nails.
That doesn't really bother me. I just like, I like one color. I mean, I guess I can't say I've never done that, but like majority percent of the time I get the same color on my toes.
Yeah, see, like I always like to match them. Like even when I was doing, if I was doing every other or thing, I would pick whatever fingers have the most. So like if I did my middle finger, my thumb and my pinky all the same color, those would be the same as my toes.
I see.
Or something I did when I was painting them, like during the high of the vid and I didn't have my nails professionally done, I would do whatever fingers I wore rings on would be a different color. So like my wedding ring finger, I typically wear a ring on my thumbs. And then I have my ring that's Jake and I's birthstone that I would wear on my pointer finger on my other hand. So I would paint them a different color. But then whatever other colors was like a solid, so I would paint them the same as my toes to match. Like they have to match for some reason.
Cause your mom, that's why.
That's probably exactly why. Like, I think I have an idea of what I'm going to get them done this weekend.
I'm going to take mine off. Honestly, like they're getting so awful because I just fucking keep getting them done. And it's like, they're so weak and brittle. So I was actually just talking about this at work. Like, I'm taking my nails off.
I just had my nails.
I'm just like, I don't even have nails. I've been getting like just the gel or the dip. Like, I just want to like take them off.
Yeah, I just did that. I had mine off from December till like, well, this is my second. So December till like last month.
Holy crap, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And for like from all of December and beginning of January, I didn't paint them at all. And then in February, I was painting them myself.
I just feel so ugly without having my nails. Like I have, my hands are wrinkly, they're fat and stubby. So when they are not colored, it just grows. But like, they're just getting to the point to where they're getting super damaged.
So I always try to do like some months off and then some months on, but I try to do it in the winter when I do them off. So that way it's like not as bad, but I'll send you it. This base coat that you can put on when you don't have any, where it's a clear coat, but it's also helping to like strengthen your nails. So I was using that all through like December and January.
Oh, is it Helen Hansen?
No. It's a vegan, like natural brand, but it worked really well to like strengthen them.
I've heard of stuff like that. Because I was talking about taking my nails off today at work with my coworker Rachel, and her nails look super cute. Like she doesn't have any polish, but just like they just look so healthy. And I was like, yeah, your nails look really good. And she was like, yeah, it's like Sally Hansen. I think that's what she said. But I need to get something like that because my nails are awful.
Yeah, I just go through spurts. I'll take them off and then put them on. But right now I just have the gel and I'll probably keep them on through summertime. And then after my birthday, I'll probably take them off again for like a good 2-3 months and then go do them. But no, I was just curious on that because I struggle with that all the time where I'm like, do I want to do something new? And then I do something new and I'm like, nope, should have just did the same basic colors.
I think it just varies for me. I do love a good neon though. I tell you, they're
See,
cute.
I don't do neons. My problem is I like to do designs, but then after like a day or two, I'm over the design and I'm like, oh, I should have just did a plain color. Because I get on Pinterest and I'm like, oh, this looked cool or this looked cool. But then I'm like, well, I could have, like, I like the one hand. I think that's dope. But like, I'm always like, oh, I could do a whole bunch of hearts on this finger and this. And then I'm like, in a day or two, I'm like, well, why the fuck did I do that?
Why did I do that?
I'm like, what was the purpose of that? Like, in the moment, it seemed fine, but now I'm looking back, I'm like, I'm not that bitch. Like, actually, now I feel like I kind of want to go get some fucking stars when I get mine done on it. But
That sounds cute.
yeah, like little star. Anyways, who knows? That might happen. It might not. I say that and I talk a lot of shit when I think about getting my nails done, and then I get in the nail salon and I'm like, no, just do what I did last time.
I just do my usual.
Like, just do this, please. But we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast, or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey y'all, welcome back. So the next topic that I was going to get into is a topic that has been kind of spread through quite a bit lately, and it's about OnlyFans. So it's so frustrating when I see, especially men, when they're like, oh, this thought is, you know, on OnlyFans or whatever, because you see it all the time. But the thing is, it's like, this is the same guy that's buying the content. And there's just like a lot of negativity towards it, but I think it's great. The reason why is because it's a safe place for women to just do what they got to do. They're making money and doing something that they want to do. This is like 100% consensual. There's nothing about it that would make them uncomfortable, that they didn't want to do anything. And if people want to buy the content and they're selling it, then I don't see the issue of it. And I also think too, like, even when women talk shit about other women that do it, it's either like jealousy because they don't have the confidence to do it, and the fact that they're making money doing something so simple and that they're not. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much negative talk about it, and it's just, why? For why?
So I agree with you, and I feel like it's not just women doing it. Men are doing it too.
I mean, men are doing it too. Yeah.
And right. I think that, but to your point, I think that it's the standard that we set on women. I think we've talked about this before. If a woman's confident in her sexuality and how she presents herself, she's labeled as a slut. She's labeled as she's too open with what she does. Whereas, you know, if a man goes and sleeps around, or a man is showing his private parts or something, like, he's confident. He, like, but if it's a woman, it, we put a negative connotation on it. Like, that's always, it's always flipped if it's a woman. But to me, I think, like you said, it's consent. You're making money off of it. People are paying to see you. And you're putting what you want to put on there. It's not like you're locked in, we'll
Right,
say
like a
for.
porn, like a porno, like and which is typically ran by men. You're not like you're not being put in like, oh, this is your contract and this is what you have to do.
And you're not put in an uncomfortable situation that you may feel like you can't say no into that situation because of that contract. I think it's been really good for people to, and it's also been good for people who maybe haven't had confidence to get on there and boost their confidence.
Right. And
Where,
then,
no, go ahead.
no, I was just saying there's nothing wrong with, feeling confident in yourself to be like, you know what? Like, I feel cute. Like, let me take a couple pics. Like, why not fucking sell a picture? If somebody wants to buy a picture or a video, I don't know. I don't see the issue, and I don't see why people make such a big deal out of it.
I told Jake the one day, I was like, I'm gonna make a OnlyFans. And I think I said, like, selling pictures of my feet. He's like, can you make money on that? And I was like, yeah, probably a lot. He's like, do whatever your heart desires. I was like, thank you for supporting my goals in life.
See you for my
But
people.
I'm like, seriously, like, I think sometimes people are just so. It's my other podcast was talking about this. It's they were talking about, like, people hate following, but they were also talking about, like, there are people who don't want to see other people successful. They can't see someone doing something that they didn't think of and being successful at it, or doing something they possibly thought of doing, but they didn't think of that way and being successful at doing it. So then they automatically want to hate them. Whereas, like, if I see someone doing something, I'm like, wow, that's a really dope idea. Like, I wish I would have thought about it, but that's so cool they're doing it. And, like, people want to hate on it instead of being like, wow, you're being successful at something for
Right.
being confident in yourself. Like, that takes a lot of balls too. Like, in reality, that takes a lot of balls that you're opening yourself up to. Your yes, you're taking, like, these sexual pictures or whatever, but you're also opening yourself up that someone's going to pay you, and then they might say something that's going to hurt your feelings. The same thing as social media in general. But
I mean, that's true, but it's also too like we were in the middle of like a pandemic. Some people didn't lose their job, so they had money, and it's like, and they're single, you can't go out, can't do things. So if they want to go and purchase the content, then I don't see the problem in it. Like, I don't know, the whole thing is just ridiculous about calling women and like degrading. I'm not saying like, because I know men do it too, but it is more focused towards women being like, oh, like she's doing that. Okay, well, whatever. You can talk shit. I'm gonna come over here and stay and make my money. Like, that's it.
Yeah, it is. We, as a society, we tend to look down on women more often, or, and if a man does something, we look at it very differently than we look at it in a woman's light. We're much harsher on women. Women especially are much harsher on other women, which really sucks because we know what that feels like.
Yeah, it's awful. And that's true. If we want to send, but the true, like if somebody wants to buy content and be like, oh my God, like you're cute and I want to buy pictures, like that, like when you get that feeling and it just makes you feel good.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm here for it. It's the same as when people, like, we've talked about people body shaming Lizzo or talking about how what Lizzo does. And I'm like, but I think it's great that she's showing that there's different bodies and different body types. But that doesn't mean, I saw a TikTok the other day where someone was trying to skinny shame someone. I was like, that doesn't mean because we're being body positive about Lizzo that you need to shame someone who might just naturally be really skinny.
Right.
Like, we need to do better at just realizing that you can uplift everyone. You don't have to tear someone else down for what they're doing because while you're building yourself up. Like, we all have crowns. We can keep them all on without trying to knock someone else's off.
Right. And if it's not bothering you, like let people just do them. Like mind your business. It's so annoying.
Well, or if it's not being harmful to another person.
Yeah, that too.
That's a big thing because sometimes if it's not bothering you, that's fine. But there could be also like if you're not being harmful, because sometimes people can be bothered and be harmful in different ways. But it's also just, you don't have to tear another person down for what they're doing. You don't have to. If you don't like it, if you don't like that someone is on OnlyFans, don't subscribe to their content. Don't follow them and don't see what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure this is really interesting because this is a topic I wanted to talk about in the episode is it's the same thing of you're not everyone's cup of tea, but you don't have to tell that person that they're not your cup of tea. You just don't have to vibe with them. That's
Right.
it.
That's true.
And I still want to talk about that in another episode, but I just think sometimes I think it's great, and especially for the industry that probably got hit the most, like not hit the most, but like probably got hit pretty bad, was like strip clubs and stuff. They probably got hit with this
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
deeply. So this probably gave all of them,
Some source of income.
right? Because they still have to make money and they have families. So what do you think was going to happen? If it doesn't affect you, mind your business.
Right, so annoying. I hate it. Anywho, so another topic of discussion is something that also makes me mad is when you're just scrolling through the Instagrams. I don't have Facebook. I'm assuming it does the same thing, but when you're just scrolling through your social media and all of a sudden, like, it's, well, more so with Instagram, like you're just scrolling and you see like these random ads. So, like, for example, when it was Christmas time, I was getting Kevin a watch. So I talked about watches and then I Googled, like I was Googling, watch brands. And I swear to goodness, every freaking ad was watches, watches, watches. And then the same thing with like, if you talk about something verbally or even if you just Google it in your Safari, it just pops up on it. And I hate it. And I hate it because it's like I can't do anything without feeling like I'm being watched. Like, yeah, I guess it's cool sometimes. Like, oh yeah, that ad is neat, but it's weird.
Did you watch the documentary The Social Dilemma?
No.
You should. It's on Netflix. It touches on this. It touches on how they get all this data and how that works, and like it really is insane. It by the end of it, I wanted to get rid of my Instagram, my Twitter, my phone,
Damn, you like
practically.
that?
Yeah, because it really does show how much they are tracking everything that you like, how it picks up, how these ads and what, how they're able to track what you're saying and pull that and compile that into feeding your content for what you like and dislike. So you're seeing things that you like. So I do think that there has to be balance. There has to be a good balance of like, yes, I want this or not. But I think they also, in a way, it's our own fault to an extent too, because most of us aren't reading the privacy agreements. Most of us aren't reading those contracts that we hit when we say we're accepting these apps that are saying we're going to use your data for advertising. We're going to pull these. So we've also created this monster because half the time when you get a new app, it's
Oh,
like you've read the terms and conditions and you hit yes. But did you read the terms and conditions? Probably not. Where it probably says in there, we're going to use this data and listen to it.
I need to watch this little video or that whatever that thing you were talking about.
I'll send it to you. I'm torn on it because the same thing. I hate feeling like, oh, it heard me and it pulled this up. But then sometimes I find it cool because I'll say something and that I'm like, oh, I'm really interested in this. And then I'll notice my feed has pulled different things where I'm like, oh, this is a cool new option I can try. So it does sometimes benefit you because you do get to find the advertising for things that you might not have seen. But I'm like, I just said that in
It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
passing. it's the balance of, I think, that we always have, where technology is developing faster than we can keep up with, that our brains can physically keep up with. And that's terrifying.
Right. It's fucking scary. Like, you can't do nothing.
No, you can do a lot of stuff.
What are you talking about?
You can do a lot of stuff. How many people keep dying and getting killed by cops and they suddenly can't find body cam footage? Oh, you can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
technology is not that great. Let me just say, the world's not that great because we just suddenly can't find it. But your phone, sorry, that got really dark. Like, I'm really tired, so that got real dark real quick. My bad. But the technology, like, if you watch this documentary, I did not realize how many things are really listening to us all the time.
That's not wrong.
And pulling it. But am I going to go back and reread all the terms and conditions and re-edit them in my phone and stuff? Probably not. Probably not. It's the same thing of every time I say something, I'm like, FBI agent, I'm kidding.
No, you do that a lot. You do that a lot. That's so funny.
But, like, it's because I'm low-key. Like, there could really be someone that's, like, listening. Or not listening, but, like, pulling this data to be like, you know, she said this on this day. This is kind of sus. We should be worried. Because they are listening to all of it. They're taking all that data in. But, like, I'm probably still not going to go back and update my phone and be like, no, don't listen. Because this is where I am at this point. Like, y'all are just listening.
Yeah, that is wild. I want to watch that. I do want to watch that little video.
I'm pretty sure it was this. It's not little. I think it was like an hour and a half. Like, I was... This goes back to what we talked about last week. Like, Netflix really be hitting you hard. Like, they really want you to just be very aware of your life. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be aware of my life. But I think it's The Social Dilemma. I'm pretty sure that's what it was called. Because it was very close to The Social Network. And I was like, oh.
Huh.
You know, it was very eye-opening. I cannot believe I didn't talk to you about that. Well, maybe I talked to Jake about it enough.
Maybe. Yeah.
Worked up.
I'm down to give her a whirl.
I mean, would you turn all your stuff off?
What are you talking about?
Like, in your phone, would you go in the privacy settings and say, like, no, they can't use your data and pull it for ads?
Can you do that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because you have to give them the permission to pull your information in there. That's what a lot of those contracts of reading the terms and conditions and you saying yes is.
Interesting.
But we just click yes because we don't want that's to true. Read it.
That's me. That's 100%. That, I mean, true. I didn't know, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost positive that's what most of it is. Or you can also just turn it off in your phone to tell them that it can't listen. Like, I don't want to say it because I have way too many things that are the same as what my phone is. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say what, you know, but you can turn that off to where it doesn't react to your voice.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's true. Mine's not connected because I was like, hey, Siri, something, something. She's like, I'm sorry, I don't think we've met. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, just set my timer for 5 minutes. We don't have to meet.
Well, you should probably... Well, don't set her up if you don't want to.
Not that I didn't want to. I just never thought about it. Like, I never had the option to do it. Setting up... I don't know. If I did, It was probably something I didn't want to read. And I was just like, I'll do it later.
Maybe they're not listening to you as much as you think that they are.
Sure hope not.
Well, with that, do you guys hate people? Well, people.
Hate people, yes.
I meant like, iRobot in here when they start taking over the world. That's why I'm always polite to
You are
all of the
so
devices.
polite. No, you really are.
Because if they ever take over the world, they're not killing me.
They're like, yo, she was good. She was a good one.
I say thank you to them, everything. I'm not playing with y'all. Do you guys hate that they use your data for advertising and listen to you? We'll put a little chat box in there. But this week we decided we're still doing Song of the Week, and we did upload our podcast playlists, but we're also going to do the game First Word because we have not done that in a while. Did you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Are you ready?
I think so.
Butterfly.
Flower.
Star.
Twinkle.
Point.
It. I
Point
don't know. I just got nervous.
it.
I don't know. Point it.
I would have thought like bop it, but point it. Okay, fair.
Oh, wait, what did you say? Point?
I said point.
Oh.
But bop it. Anyways, all right, I'm ready.
Okay. Spider.
Scared.
Cookie.
Monster.
Phone.
Siri.
Yeah, you're quick on your feet.
Oh, and next week, just to give our listeners a little fun, I will be doing our book recommendation because this episode drops the first week of May. So next week will be the second week, and I'm trying to get better at making sure I do those. All right. Well, since I went first, you can go first for Song of the Week.
So this week my song is going to be by Skyeats Airplane, and the song is called World Between Us.
I feel like I haven't listened to them in a long time.
I
What was this?
haven't either. I haven't either, but when Spotify, when they like, like, oh, songs for your recommended playlist, Skyeats Airplane popped, and I'm just like, oh my God. Fuck yes, but their newer shit is, or their older stuff is way better. So this is like one of their older stuff.
Respect. So we're still not on the same page. I actually have Mr. Harold Styles
Harold, love
and
Harold.
his song Fine Line. I've been listening to him. Actually, I've really been listening to him and Taylor Swift this week, like alternating. And Fine Line came on, and I feel like it's an underappreciated song. Like, I know it's the title track of the album and all, but I feel like it's just an underappreciated song on that album. And I really like it because I was going to do Maybe We Could, fuck, can't. Everybody Choose Kindness. But then I was like, no, Fine Line came on, and I was like, this is the song this week. Like, it's a soothing song. I feel like it's a very soothing song. So I picked Fine Line.
I love Harold, so I approve of that message.
Same. Also, let us know if you guys have followed the. I don't know if Spotify does it, but I know Apple Music didn't give me if anyone followed it or not. So let us know if you follow the podcast playlist, if you like it, and if we should make a book. Well, I'm taking the pictures of the books, but like if I should make a list of the books, like writing them out so that everyone can kind of see it
There you go.
more often.
Hell yeah, brother. Write them down.
Please, we don't do Hulk Hogan here. Anyway.
Loves Hulk. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know anything about him. I just like that slogan.
He got, never mind. We'll talk after this.
Right. Is he canceled or what?
Yeah, he was saying
What
the
the
N
fuck?
he was saying the N-word along with his son
When?
like a few years back, like WWE, like
Where the fuck was I?
not here,
I never knew he
clearly.
was canceled. I really liked the Hell Yeah Brother. Damn, that for sure was Hulk Hogan though. Like for sure.
Actually, I like wrestling and grown up watching wrestling. I've been all about wrestling. It was a very big deal. And it's been very problematic that WWE has kind of let him back in. Like they acted like the dust settled and was like, we're going to bring him back this year. And everyone was like,
Wow.
Yeah. So why don't you do our wrap up? We'll talk more about that for another day.
Well, this completes another episode of Side Note. Don't forget to check out our little playlist for the pod on the Spotify and Apple. I know we posted it. How do you do like one of those little highlights?
I don't
Is that
know.
a thing?
I think
How does that work?
so. I don't know.
I don't know.
If
We'll figure it out.
you guys know, let us know, because I don't know. I think we'll just maybe post it each week after the episode airs until we.
Figured out.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.
See ya.